This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wednesday, beautiful Wednesday. It's the 28th of October. Let's see, a couple of days from Halloween. It's a little before the election. Yes, folks, there is going to be an election next week, despite rumors to the contrary. No, we're going to pull the plug. No election. Who said that?
Can we take a three-minute break, though, from the election?
What?
We
are to celebrate that? The Dodgers winning the cooked up World
Series. It only
series.
Took 32
it's not a real
years.
Season, but
let
it wasn't a real
a
season.
No. Oh, Jen, he's already discounting it, saying it doesn't count.
Not a real
whatever,
season.
Doug. I can barely stay awake, and I have sore throat because I was up late screaming last night.
Screaming.
Yeah, at the TV, at my family on the phone. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Well, congrats, because it's awesome. And I don't care if there's an asterisk.
There is no asterisk. Here's
well, that's what Doug keeps saying.
Come on. That's what the Houston Astros have by them because they cheated. The Dodgers won fair and square in the season that they had. And, wow. And what a story. I don't know if you guys paid attention to the COVID element, but during the eighth inning, they pulled Justin Turner, who's their third baseman and really one of the team leaders. They pulled him, and no one knew why. They're like, did he hurt himself? What's going on? Apparently, his COVID test came back, and it came back positive, so they pulled
him out
of the game.
In the middle of the game?
In the middle of the game. During the middle of the eighth inning, they pulled him out, and then he didn't even get to celebrate an inning later with his teammates. And I think that stinks, because he was already around them for eight innings. Let the guy out there on the field so that he can celebrate, because it might be his last year as a Dodger, and stinks. Come on. COVID.
Well, let's see how they play during a regular season next year.
60 wins, Doug.
But, Doug, I know you don't follow sports, so this is news to
baseball,
you, but the Dodgers are always good. They always get
we've
to
been in
the
like
playoffs.
Four of the last five World Series, actually.
Right.
It's just that we can't finish the deal.
Win?
That's the problem, is that they choke during like their big game.
They
but
choke.
Guess what? Don't be such a hater.
Oh, my God.
I'm not being a hater.
You're so rude. This is
a guy who literally knows nothing about sports. I don't know why we even allow him to criticize when our teams win.
Because it's called the Doug, Jen, and Victoria program for a reason. I have the first opinion, and not necessarily the right opinion or a good opinion.
Well, you know what they say. First is worst.
Okay, so anyway, I was teasing, as you know. Good for you and good for them. Los Angeles needs a bright spot after all the fires and all the other stuff. The idiot they have for a mayor, messing things up, all the homeless.
Now you're talking.
In the way.
This is the Doug I love.
Okay. What'd your father say? Were you with your father?
Yeah, actually, it's sort of funny. So for those of you who don't know or listening or for the first time, I have like 15 million jobs. I collect them all. And so one of them is that I work and run a company with my dad. And so we were there. And the quandary when a game starts at 5 is you try to leave work early so that you can catch the game at home.
Were you in the conference room watching on the TV set there?
I'm getting there. Or do you just stick it out and watch it from work? Or do you just go home and, you know, listen on the radio until you get there? So we were going to do that. It was a busy day yesterday, and finally, when we realized we were already, like, in the fifth inning and we hadn't left yet, I looked at him because neither one of us had eaten all day. I'm like, do you want me to order dinner? So we had Postmates drop off some food. We turned it on in the conference room, and we had dinner together. It was really cool to be with my daddy when they won. That was fun.
Yeah.
And Lindy, of course, the wonder dog.
Lindy the wonder, yes.
Who's a Dodger fan also, yeah.
Of course, right. As one of those Dodger capes, right?
That's right.
Capes. So the Dodgers won the World Series. Yes, hip, hip, hooray for those who are following the fact that they could finish the season. I'm going to be surprised if football finishes its season, given what goes on. But as Victoria is happy to tell you, I don't know squat about most sports. And so maybe those of you who are big football fans say, no chance of that.
They're having a tough time. I don't know if they won't finish the season, but the COVID thing has been tough for them. What baseball did is basketball did it best. They had no COVID. Mm-hmm. They just played in the bubble.
I don't think baseball case yet, do they?
I don't. The NBA. Yeah,
smart.
I mean, they're all done now, so
that
I don't know what's got going on. But, And so the Dodgers and baseball, actually, the players union didn't want to do the bubble. They actually wouldn't vote to do a season with it. They wanted to be with their families. So the way they did it is they did a regular season with limited travel. They changed kind of some of the rules, which I actually ended up liking more. And then for the playoffs and for the World Series, they played it in Texas. Now, I think the Dodgers, like, home stadium is now in Arlington, but that's the only bummer about it, I think, is that in a year like this, to have the Dodgers win where you couldn't even go to the game, or, you know, there won't be the parade, I think the normal stuff that you would see, that's kind of the bummer as a Dodgers fan who's been waiting for this for so long, but we
I heard the homeless are going to have a parade.
They do every day.
Yeah, right. That's true. 11 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horne celebrating. Victoria Keelan here. Feeling better today. Doug Steffen, speaking of things that are difficult, the antibody treatment study that was being done by Eli Lilly, that's over. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the sponsors of the study, pulled the plug, saying that there was a low chance the treatment would be helpful for patients hospitalized. That's the any. This is not about a vaccine. This is about what happens in the hospital for people who needed to enhance, amongst other things, their immune system. That's what antibodies would do. The antibody treatment was being used in combination with remdesivir. That's the drug that we've been talking about, approved for emergency use to treat the virus. So we don't know what that, well, it just means that you got to do what they've been doing all along, right? That's pretty much, it doesn't change the reality.
That antibody treatment, though, there people were really pinning a lot of hope on
that. Yeah, they were. Yeah.
So that's too bad. I think the reason, part of the reason, and Dr. Ken can probably go through all this, but I think part of the reason that they pulled the plug on it is because, as we've seen now with studies with people who had the disease, who had COVID, and then they go and get the antibody test, the antibodies only last for a very, very short amount of time. And in some cases, it's only like a few weeks. And so I think as it wears off, that as that sort of immune booster wears off, it's probably difficult to capture. Mm-hmm. And we've seen the study, I think it was last week, where they said if you have a really severe case, then you have more of the antibodies, and that treatment was actually better. But in a lot of cases, those people died. So the people who had it really severely. So I'm not really sure if they have a good source for the plasma.
Yes.
But I have heard, we have a good friend who's an ER doctor in New York, and, you know, kind of ground zero, and they have had very good success with some plasma treatments. I think they just never were able to get it to that standard of testing, you know, where they could move forward with it, which is too bad. But if remdesivir is working, which we know so many stories where it does, then I think that's probably going to be the main treatment that they use going forward.
On the vaccination side, apparently, the government is preparing to pay for vaccinations for 60 million Medicare recipients, i.e. people who are my age, the older crowd, tens of millions more who are covered by Medicaid, Medicare and Medicaid. Medicaid isn't necessarily an age-related thing. The report says four administration officials have confirmed the plan. Vaccination not expected to be widely available until next year. Plan being readied as the virus, the new numbers of cases. We have a lot of the argument back and forth. How much of, in the presidential campaign, how much time is being devoted to this, and is it appropriate, ladies?
The number one issue across all the polls. It's the number one issue for voters. Mm-hmm. So to say that people are over it, we all are tired. We all have fatigue from it, but it's still the number one issue poll after poll.
And so, I think it matters, there's a lot of sides to this. I think there's a lot of people maybe who are on the right who care about recovery. And I think there are still a lot of people on the left who are caring about trying to tamp down everything. So, I don't know. I think depending on maybe where you
prevention?
Are politically.
Where's prevention in the discussion?
I think people are I think people are concerned about vaccines and masks and all of that. I mean, that's one of the things Joe Biden's running on is a mask mandate federally. So, I think that's, it's a big piece of the conversation.
Right. So what is a different, I see back and forth on Halloween, whether it's going to have a different look everywhere, whether they're going to be the regular, is it up to communities? I've forgotten. We had some conversation about this, but I'm looking at what we're doing here in my community. The guy who runs the Board of Health who's long on conversation and short on courage, has said, well, we don't recommend that you go out and do it. Well, okay, so, but should there be, can there be, would there be in this scenario another, we're talking about mandates. Is that something that is anti-American? Here's the educational point of view. Here's the information. You make up your mind. You decide.
I think LA, right? Is LA County, Jen, where you are? I think that's the only place that I've heard of where Halloween is canceled. New York City has Halloween, and New Jersey has Halloween.
So if somebody goes trick or treating, they're going to get arrested in LA? Is that it?
Well, that's the question. I don't know in LA. I mean, this is what's so ridiculous is that what do you, I mean, we already have arguments about what the police should be doing. Do we really want the police to be going out there arresting 8-year-olds for trick-or-treating?
No, we don't.
This is what makes it so stupid that they're trying to make it this issue where it's not allowed. It's illegal to go trick-or-treating.
That's going on in sort of in light of that, the push to be opening schools everywhere. There are a lot of people who just think that opening schools is appropriate and let the chips fall where they may. I'm talking about people running schools. I'm talking about parents. I'm talking about, generally speaking, administrative folks, elected officials. Let's get youngsters back in school.
Well, at this point, where are schools not open? Because I'm in New Jersey, and
California.
In New York and New Jersey, so it's just California. Okay, so
no,
in New York
a lot
and
of
New
places.
Jersey,
no, there are a number of places that I think so.
Well, it's a hybrid. In New York and New Jersey, we got hit harder than most every other state, and we have kids. It's a hybrid system. So kids have 1 week where they're in school in person, and 1 week where they're distance, and it's everyone's on a rotating schedule. So I don't know any place where it's fully distance learning at this point, except for California.
Yeah.
We keep going back to California.
California.
Except for California.
California.
So if kids are in, my point though is if kids are in school, even if it's an 1 week on, 1 week off, well, they're still around other kids. So how could you possibly say they can't trick or treat outside where it's safer?
Well, thank you. You just connected the dots. That's where I was going with this. Thank you for following psychically my mind. If you're going to have youngsters in school, then why can't there be trick or treating with parents being hopefully somewhat cognizant of how to do this, make it their, make it work under the circumstances so that there is a bit of tradition going back to the reality of Halloween not being real.
The only guidance I've seen is just don't have one big communal bowl where kid after kid sticks their hand in. So all of our friends who live around us, we live in an apartment complex, but all the other of our friends who live in houses, they're doing individually wrapped bags so the kids can just pick them up and go, so they're not sticking their hand in a bowl. But other than that, I think it's pretty easy to handle Halloween. Like, come on, people, we can do this.
All right, now after you've eaten all that candy.
Unless you're in California.
Right.
Yeah, unless you're in California. After you've eaten all that candy, there is a program that works for youngsters as well as for those of us who are mature adults. The program on weight loss, there are more and more youngsters, sadly, that have they're just overweight. And if your body and people in your family need to lose weight, naturally is the way to go for sure, without drugs, without stimulants. And so the benefits from using Calitrin, taking it before you go to bed to ensure the best results. 90 days on the program, loses the weight. Another 90 days, keeps it off, trains your body. Side benefits as well. Ladies, you've been talking about better sleep. The Calitrin stimulant-free, drug-free. I emphasize that because I think it's so important these days. It is to me, anyway. I don't want any foreign stuff in my body any worse than some of the things that I cook, anyway. The girls I'm anticipating, well, what are you talking about, things in your body? What about that stuff you have in your refrigerator? Well, that doesn't gain me any weight, anyway. Topless.com is the website to get healthy the right way to avoid the problems that people have who are heavy. You're more vulnerable for the problems of COVID. So lose the weight and keep it off, especially as you go into the holidays where you will have the opportunity to eat more and enjoy it enjoy it less these days because we're thinking about all the ramifications. 3 and 3. Buy 3, get 3 free. The 3 that you get free, it covers anything else that they have in toploss.com. You can see, if you go to the website, all the other things they have, like the belly buster, you can have that to apply to the work that you're doing. Do on your body. Use the DJV code at checkout. No shipping costs that way. Toploss.com. Lose the weight safe for the entire family. 21 after the hour.
Hi. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's 23 after the hour now on the BJV program. Did I use the word outstanding before? This may be considered outstanding information, music news about the couple of the week, couple of the month, couple of the year. Blake Shelton popping the question to Gwen Stefani, and
finally,
what a surprise. She said yes. Well, there's a big secret. She says yes. So, in talking about this behind the scenes, all Jennifer and Victoria can talk about is how big the ring is.
Yeah. Well, we can't quite figure it out. Yeah.
Come on.
It's a custom ring. Oh, stop. It's a custom ring, and he had it custom made, but we can't quite figure out what it is because you can't zoom in on the picture.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, what is it? Is it, we don't know the shape, we don't
Hopefully
know the size.
Hopefully he uses his head some common sense and got cubic zirconium, so there's nobody.
Yeah, sure, that's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He's got plenty of money.
Well, that doesn't mean he has to waste it on a ring.
It's not a, okay, Mr. Okay. Cynic, jeez.
Sheldon sharing the post, she's got it on her, Blake Shelton, yes please, was her response. Hey, thanks for saving my 2020 the rest of my life. I love you. I heard a yes. That's what Blake posted. The two coaches that are on The Voice together met on the set of The Voice in 2015. Their friendship turned into a partnership, a love relationship. They've collaborated together through their relationship. Shelton's track, Turning Me On, is about Stefani. Stefani's 2016 song, Make Me Love You, is about Shelton. They performed together a number of times and hit duets. Go Ahead and Break My Heart, off of Shelton's 2016 album, If I'm Honest, and If you Make It Feel Like Christmas. We heard that the other day. It was good, right? Didn't we like that?
Yeah, it's the one that we said.
I love her Christmas album.
Kind of sounds like a new classic.
Yeah, crank this up. Yeah. This will be big on the Hit Parade. We went through the most.
It was already. Played. This is from 2018.
Yeah. Yesterday on the DJB download, Victoria, we went through the most played Christmas tunes.
Oh, yeah?
As we get ready, you're going to hear after the election, ton of stations.
I think Christmas trees are going up like the day after Halloween. I really think that's what's happening this year.
I was telling Doug, I saw the cutest meme that says, what are you doing on Halloween? Drinking a bottle of wine and putting up Christmas decorations.
Right.
That's the answer.
Last week, you may remember, they both won a CMT Music Award for the newest collaboration, Nobody But You. You got that? Like this? Stefani shares three children, Kingston, Zuma, and Apollo, with her ex-husband, Gavin Rossdale, who apparently is a cheating, no-good SOB.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I'm not telling you what the word is that this is.
Yeah, he's, you know, whatever. He put her through a lot. She endured a lot in that marriage that only came out way after the fact. So he had multiple affairs. He had been with men. He put her through. I don't think she had,
creative.
She had no
really
idea what she signed up for.
No.
And all right, so
with the nanny dude.
I know.
Yeah.
And where's the other
Miranda?
Nanny is the one who busted him because it was on the iPad. It was on the family iPad. They were sexting each other. Anyway,
right.
She's been through a lot, and I love Gwen. I've been a huge fan of hers forever, so I'm happy that Blake manned up and put a ring on it.
All right, so Miranda Lambert was his ex-wife. What does she think about all this?
I don't think she cares. She's got a hot new hubby that
yeah.
they seem to still be together.
Is he the
so.
Cop? The cop?
Yeah,
is cop, right?
The ex-cop, yeah.
Right, okay.
But that's,
so
yeah, that's what brought them together. They both divorced at the same time and had a lot to talk about, apparently.
Right. Yeah.
They grew a garden this summer and had some sweet corn. That's good for them.
They
all
spent
right,
a
so
lot of time in Oklahoma on his
yeah.
ranch. Which
the
is
1,200
cute.
Acres there.
Yeah.
Not a bad spread.
Is that a lot? 1,200? I don't know.
Yes,
is that
it
a lot?
Is. It's 10
okay.
times bigger than my farm.
I'm a city so. Girl. I have no idea what an acre is.
Yeah. An acre is 44,000.
I literally don't. I have no
672
idea. Is it a football field? Is that an acre? I don't know.
An acre, would it be a football? Let's see, 100 yards.
By,
yeah, no, an acre is a little bit more than that. Yeah. All right, anyway, we got the acreage straightened out, and now we know
sort
what
of.
Gwen is in for. I wonder if they're going to have a prenup. That'll be that's the next thing. Prenup, yes or no? 28 after the hour as we celebrate the engagement here on the DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes, so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Zeta is projected to hit the Gulf Coast Wednesday afternoon near New Orleans. The fast-moving storm has winds up to 75 miles an hour. The Los Angeles Dodgers are 2020's World Series champions. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are world champions for the first time since 1988 after beating the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in Game 6 of the World Series. Right fielder Mookie Betts scored the go-ahead run in the sixth inning and tacked on an insurance run with a solo home run in the eighth. Shortstop Corey Seager was named MVP after hitting .400 for the series with two home runs and five RBI. Unfortunately, one Dodgers star was not in the locker room for the post-game champagne celebrations. Third baseman Justin Turner was pulled in the eighth inning after learning during the game that he tested positive for the coronavirus. It's been a very successful year for Los Angeles teams. The Lakers won their 17th NBA championship 3 weeks ago.
USA Radio News.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have won the World Series for the first time in 32 years. Tampa Bay jumped out to an early 1-0 lead behind the pitching of Blake Snell with 9 strikeouts. After Snell was pulled from the mound, the Dodgers' bats started lighting up Global Life Park in Arlington. Dodgers' Mookie Betts talks about the pitching change to MLB.com.
I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not going to ask any questions. But he was pitching a great game. Barnsley let off with a hit, I think, right there. We had a chance to do something, but I made a pitching change, and it seems like that's all we needed.
Dodgers win 3-1 in Game 6 Tuesday, taking home the Commissioner's Trophy. Rain has been hindering NASCAR over the last few days. If NASCAR can get in at least 167 laps Wednesday, the second of 3 events in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs will be official and move on to Sunday's event in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Brad Keselowski explains why drivers love Martinsville.
It is a special track. You know, first off, as far as I'm aware, it's 1948, oldest track on the circuit. That's pretty cool. There's only one track that can be the oldest and have the most history and pedigree, and, you know, Martinsville is that. So, you know, that brings a special lure to it, a lure that I think everybody likes. And then the other piece I would say add to it is it's a really special trophy, you know, with that clock, and I know it means a lot to me.
The Xfinity 500 is scheduled for Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
That's the DJV overview of the world in a manner of speaking. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, celebrating whatever we can find to celebrate. I guess maybe this might sound cruel, because I normally, when it comes to animals and things, most of you know, as a farmer, I have spent a lot of time saving a lot of animals, because that's where my wheelhouse is, except when it comes to cold weather and mice invade the house. So
last night, you need to get a cat. I feel like you need, bring that, you've got that barnyard cat, bring the cat in and let him do a little, you know, perusal of the house, and those mice, they communicate with each other, and they let everybody know there's a cat here now, you won't see them again.
We have a great barn mouse, does a great job with him down at the barn, but in the house, if I put a cat in the house with Daisy, it would be a constant all-night-long chase, one to the corner and up and down. And
doesn't she already know the cat, though, from the
farm? Yeah, and stays her distance. She does do that. Yeah, they've had their encounters once or twice, and they look askance at each other. When Daisy's in the truck and she sees, she's even stopped trying, when she first got here, she chased the chickens around, and she's interested in the calves. The other night when we were on our nightly walk, the calves came up to the fence, and Daisy went over, and I wish I had a camera, actually. She stuck her nose.
It's called your phone.
So. Well, but I don't care. I'm not like you. I don't have my phone with me every instant of the day. Yesterday,
why?
I was doing something.
Darn it, if only I had my Canon around my neck. I know, right? Why don't you have your phone on you?
Because
I don't like
it's
it.
It's in pockets.
I don't. Yeah, I know, but I don't. See, I don't want to be tagged.
Then
with,
the bill collectors get you when you're trying to work.
No.
Well, you know, you can still even if he's teasing you. Even if your phone is in your pocket, you can still choose when to use it. Like when you want to film something really cute that Daisy's doing. That's what it's there for.
Okay.
It doesn't take control over your mind. You act like if you have it on you, it's literally going to take over your body. Right. It's like, it's crazy.
So, but the reference, if you didn't get it,
zombie.
If you didn't get Jennifer's reference to Canon, Canon is a type of camera for those of you who are too young to even know what a camera is.
Andre Agassi invented them, I know.
What? Andre Agassi?
He was a joke from the 90s.
He was a tennis player.
Yes, and he was the Canon whatever that camera was.
Oh, he was the editor. He was a first person. Yeah. Yeah, right, okay. All right, thank you for that bit of pop culture. Into another area. All right, so
yeah, exactly.
We got a celebration going regarding Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, and now there's kind of on the other side of things the sad notes regarding the much-anticipated birth, John Legend and his wife Chrissy Teigen. They have opened up to fans about the loss of the unborn baby. So, Victoria, maybe you can bring us up to date on that, because this is, you know, a lot of people are talking about this as well, and how she handled it, or how they handled it, basically, huh?
Yeah, this is, oh man, this is just beyond sad. So Chrissy is known to be very, you know, very open with her fans on social media, and she got some criticism because they released some pictures documenting what they went through. Chrissy had been in the hospital for several days. She was already about 6 months into her pregnancy, and the little boy that they named him Jack, he was unable to survive. And so the pictures were just absolutely gut-wrenching, and she did an open letter basically thanking everyone for all the love and the well wishes, and essentially defending, in a sense, because she was criticized for releasing pictures of her crying in the hospital and things like that. And essentially, too much of this is just way too sad for me to even read without choking up. But essentially what she said was that she wanted her mom and John to take pictures because she said she didn't care how tragic it was. But she said, I needed to know of this moment forever, the same way that I needed to remember us kissing at the end of the aisle. The same way I needed to remember our tears of joy after Luna and Miles were born, and I absolutely knew I needed to share this story. And so she said that the whole experience has made her incredibly grateful for the two little ones that they have, Luna and Miles. And so she said, thank you very much to every single person who has had us in their thoughts and gone as far as to send us your love and stories. We're incredibly lucky. John has been a little bit more vocal because Chrissy obviously has just been at home recovering, and I don't even know how you can even talk about these things.
Tough stuff.
But John has also said that they realized that they were in this sort of club of so many other parents who have been through the same thing, where they've had either a stillbirth or, in Chrissy's case, you know, the baby was doing okay, but she just couldn't, you know, she had been bleeding and they just couldn't stop the bleeding. And so there's no way that the baby could survive. So, and then essentially she said for the first time, which we didn't know in this open letter, she said essentially the doctors said that if it kept going, she might not survive. Yeah. So we didn't realize that it was, you know, I think people following the story didn't know that it had gotten to the point where Chrissy's life was also in danger.
She hasn't had it easy, if I remember, with her pregnancies. Mm-hmm. Didn't she struggle to get pregnant, I think?
She used IVF for both Luna and Miles, and this was an accidental pregnancy. And remember, Jen, a couple months ago we were talking about she had her breast implants removed.
Yeah.
And then she was pregnant, like, right after that, and it turned out it was a total surprise. She said she didn't think she could ever get pregnant naturally. And so this was kind of like a miracle baby is kind of how they you know, were talking about it. And it's just such a horrible, tragic end. She was superstitious about the pregnancy the whole time. And, you know, it's
my niece
so
went through the same thing the first time. It was tough. And she just had a baby last week crying for a long time. She's a great little kid. Jamie Foxx, also sad news. Younger sister Deandra Dixon, who had Down syndrome, died at 36. When you have Down syndrome, what is it? People that have Down syndrome don't live very long.
Usually
right?
not beyond 40. That's usually around the mark. because there are so many other health complications that come along with it. Yeah. But by all accounts, it seems that Deandra had an amazing life. I've seen her with him at different award shows. He was very close with her, very sweet. Yeah. So, yeah, it's
he said anybody who knew my sis knew that she was a bright light. I can't tell you how many times we have had parties at the house where she got on the dance floor and stole the show. Well, I know she's in heaven now dancing with her wings on. A couple of years ago, he credited his sister for always reminding him of what is really important in life, saying, you see this girl over here? I just want to live. I want to dance. I want to love. So she brings you back down to what life really is. And I'm sure there are lots of fond memories there. Life moves on, goes on, but that doesn't mean you don't have those strong, strong feelings of love and good memories. That's what keeps, I think that's part of what the spiritual sense is of where we go after our bodies die. The remembrance, the business of that aura of that spirit being around you. And when you have that strong, strong connection like these two have, and many of you have, I'm sure, experienced the same thing, that energy doesn't go away. It just doesn't. John Stewart in television news. How about this, girls and boys? Going to have an Apple TV Plus series. Going to have a new series that will feature focused looks at his advocacy work and topics that are currently part of the national conversation. So I guess that will be somewhat like what he was doing before. It's an hour focusing on one topic. Apple says it's a current affairs series. Also be a companion podcast, though Apple declined to say who'd be hosting that show. His new series doesn't currently have a name. They're not sure when it'll start, but sometime next year probably. The show will run for multiple seasons. It doesn't say how many episodes will be in each run. The Daily Show is a daily show. I don't think he's doing that, is he?
No, I think it's going to be weekly. That's what the rumors are that it will be a weekly thing because he wanted to get, he retired. He started his sanctuary, where he saves different farm animals. He's only about 15 minutes from where I live. Yeah. And so he's been doing so much advocacy work for the 9/11 first responders who are all still, suffering with horrible diseases. Yeah. So I think that it's interesting that this is now when he comes back into the spotlight because he's been gone for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's going to do a really great job. And I think that's one of the things that he was always good at was putting a spotlight on issues that were important.
Yeah.
He could be funny when he wants to be.
Yeah.
And The Daily Show is never better than when it was with Jon Stewart. But I think that he's also incredibly thoughtful and really smart. So I think it'll be interesting to see.
Apparently they're going to do movies together as well. That's part of the deal.
I would guess documentaries. Movies. That's what I'm thinking. Probably a farm. I'm guessing a sanctuary or farm animal documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
Documentary would probably be first on his list.
First on my list today is a reminder for you to take advantage of the sale of the year. I was going to exaggerate and say sale of the century, but that's not true. Jennifer is also a beneficiary. Not only do we all want to buy some, I'm getting some more pillows, king-size pillows and regular pillows at one-third the regular price at MyPillow.com. Go visit MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Now, this weighted blanket that you can get in the MyPillow catalog that gives you such a great night's rest with all the Giza sheets and the pillows, this blanket,
here's the thing. I'm really into the MyPillow stuff. I love it all. I love the towels. I love the sheets. I love the mattress topper. I love the pillows. Obviously, those are kind of where it all starts. But I saw in their catalog that they have this weighted blanket. I'm like, I've been wanting to try one of those. I'm going to do it. And so I was only going to use it for napping. Remember I told you I took like the nap of my life over the weekend?
Yes, it was great.
Mm-hmm. But my cleaning lady came this week and she saw it and she put it on my bed. And so I've been sleeping with it on and I just love it. I don't know what it does. It just relaxes your body. And there's something about having that little bit of weight on top of you that's supposed to just kind of keep you calm and secure, and it really does. It's a good night's sleep.
So what really happens with MyPillow, once you get into MyPillow and the catalog and things as Jenner is suggesting, and I bet there are thousands of people listening to this program who have bought one thing and then they go back and they buy something else. So they want to thank you for being great customers. Go to MyPillow.com. You get the bed pillows, special deal on that. The Giza sheet, special deal on that. Use the DJV code at checkout. You get special deals on everything. Check it all out at MyPillow.com.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free, money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge, enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 after the hour. Well, let's see here. It may be where you are. Maybe it isn't 47 after the hour. But at any rate, here's the latest lineup from SNL for this weekend. Halloween night will feature comedian John Mulaney and the band The Strokes. Okay, so what do I need to know? What do we all need to know about Mulaney and The Strokes? Victoria, you're
John Mulaney is a comedian. He's actually hosted, I think, four times now.
Yeah, right.
He's really, really... I'm not that into his stand-up, but he is a really good host on SNL, and he's really
funny. What kind
of
stand-up does he do? Is it...
He's funny.
Crude?
He's not like... No, uh-uh. No, he's, you know, observational. He's smart. He's funny. He's okay. He's not okay. Like... But I'm not an easy laugh, so he's not my favorite.
I'm not
but
an easy laugh.
I'm not. So I used to date a comedian, so it's I used to get told that all the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so he's good when he's on SNL. So
you
I
know,
think
this program, or the original program that I did before you were around, I think Jennifer remembers, one of the promo lines was the Doug Steffen Good Day program where comedians come to die. And I just, because they weren't
never
funny.
Never goes well.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Well,
right,
a lot of them are not good at radio and mixing, you know, bits and stuff. Yeah. But
right.
But John Mulaney's so it'll be good for Halloween, considering that it, you know, I don't know if people are going to be out. The East Coast is going to be really, really cold. It's going to be like 40 degrees for Halloween. So kids, get out there early and when the sun's out, because it's not going to be fun on Halloween night. It's going to be really cold. So we'll be inside.
So
we were supposed
to
be outside, but now we'll be inside.
The next chapter in the Borat thing, Kazakhstan, is very nice.
Very nice.
According to a new tourism marketing campaign in Kazakhstan. So what is the... he pulled a couple of fast ones, though, recently, right?
He did.
Hasn't he?
It's a funny movie. We all watched it last week, our whole gang, and it is really funny. And it's incredible how he's able to still do it. You know, and
I mean, get away with it.
One.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he doesn't get like hit
punched
more.
In the face.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That seems to me like that would be the go-to for him, but he doesn't. He manages to get away with it.
Mm-hmm. So does it not? Is it not as funny as it used to be?
Oh, this movie is. I think this movie was funnier than the first one. I laughed out loud, and I just said, "I'm not an easy
and you're
laugh."
Not an easy
this,
laugh.
This is a funny, funny movie. Yep.
10 before the hour, DJV time.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Moving into Tech Talk time now. It's 53 after the hour, and Victoria Keelan is here to rescue us from yesterday's report. I have one thing to go over.
Yeah, what? I don't remember what was in the tech report yesterday, but what happened?
Let me start with that for a sec, because there's a focus on the MagSafe charger, and I didn't understand how you could put a charger in your wallet or next to the things that, how big is this MagSafe magnetic charger that Apple has for the iPhone?
It's about like a, a reference you would know. It's like a half dollar.
Really?
Yeah,
so you can
that's
use
like
it.
The size. If it's a disc.
How does it get charged?
The phone is built. The phone, all the new phones come with a built-in capability for wireless charging. So you basically just, you take your phone and you just put it on. And actually, there are certain Starbucks and other restaurants, well, when we could go into restaurants and sit for a while, you could go into Starbucks and the countertops now are have these MagSafe chargers built in. Yeah, really? So you just put your phone on the plate and then it charges it. So okay. It's the same idea.
So that would make it, that makes sense then as to why you wouldn't put your wallet next to it, because it would degauss all of the charge cards.
Yes, it demagnetizes all of the strips, yeah.
Right, okay, that wouldn't be good. All right, so there you have, that's clarification, ladies and gentlemen, from yesterday. Aren't you happy you're listening yesterday and today?
Because apparently yesterday was super confusing.
Right, music and tech stuff. All right, T-Mobile has expanded into live internet TV. How are they going to do that?
Well, this is actually some great news. If you are someone who has already cut your cable cord or you're thinking about it, T-Mobile is finally getting into the internet-based streaming game. They have a new thing called T-Vision, and this is launching on November 1st. It is a traditional streaming service. It will look just like YouTube TV, which I have and I highly recommend, Hulu's live TV service, Fubo TV, Sling TV, and AT&T TV. So this is joining kind of a growing list now. What sets T-Vision apart, though, is the pricing, and this is really great. For $40 a month, T-Vision Live gives you news and sports, so you get ABC, NBC, and Fox, not CBS, because they're still doing their own thing. You get news networks, CNBC, CNN, ABC News, Fox News. Then you also get some sports channels from ESPN, Fox Sports 1, and NBC Sports. And then in addition to, you also get the other cable options. You get Disney Channel, Cartoon Network, Sci-Fi, TBS, TNT, USA, and Bravo. So you get your housewife fix. There are also two additional tiers of T-Vision Live. For $50, the Live TV Plus plan gives you more sports. And for $60, you get the NFL Red Zone, which is a waste of money, so save it. It's interesting that you at least have three different options.
Who
to
has time
from
to do all of this?
Watch TV, apparently, yeah. Everyone.
Wow.
All three T-Vision Live plans also include a cloud-based DVR, which is great. That gives you 100 hours of recording. That is on par with what everybody else has, which is great. And then the cool thing is the T-Vision Vibe is only $10 a month and gives you 30 live channels. So if you are really sick of paying for cable that keeps creeping up every year, every month.
$260 a month here.
My parents are in the same boat now. My mom's like, why am I paying $250 a month? Yeah. So for $10 a month, you'll get 30 live channels. AMC, Discovery, Viacom, the major networks. And so that's just, it's too good to be true. You get Hallmark, MTV, TLC, Comedy Central, BBC America, the Food Network, Discovery Channel. There are a lot of options there. And the other cool thing is if you have TV, if you've got the T-Vision Vibe, which is $10 a month, you can add on the premium channels like Stars, Showtime, Epix, and those are, you know, $9, $11, $6.
Can you get it everywhere, though, like where I am out sort of in the boonies?
All you need is internet. This is an app that loads right onto your TV. So if you have a smart TV,
so you still
or
have
if you have
FiOS or whatever your internet.
Well, you need internet. You need internet. Yes. So if you have internet, you can cut the cord from cable. And I think this T-Vision is going to be a really attractive option for a lot of people.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's the update on the craft, the NASA aircraft or whatever spacecraft that landed on the asteroid.
The Geek Out.
It seems kind of simple, but when you really think about it, the idea of bumping a spacecraft into an asteroid to collect samples, it's actually pretty mind-bending. After traveling for 4 years and 200 million miles, the NASA craft OSIRIS-REx did just that, finally arriving at and intercepting the asteroid Bennu. When it got there, the craft quickly touched down on the asteroid, blasted compressed air, and collected some of the rock and dust that was disrupted. All of it took less than 10 seconds, but the craft will hold on to these items and now head back to Earth to deliver its collection. The OSIRIS-REx is expected to land in Utah in the fall of 2023. We've tweeted all the details, complete with a cool video, over at The Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.